In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning here in church or at home. It's good to have you with us. Just a reminder that this afternoon we welcome some choristers from Bradford Cathedral to lead evensong for us at the earlier time of 4:30. So that's 4:30 this afternoon. I'd love to see you along then. Again, a reminder that communion, as it was last week, is available in both kinds. Again, please don't feel under any compulsion to receive it in both kinds. If you just want to receive the bread, do so and then return to your place. But again, just to say, please don't dip any wafers, please. Lastly, yes, that's it. Bands. And I can see Lee and Jennifer there. Lovely to see you. I've published the Banns of Marriage between Lee Percival and Jennifer Mary Hamilton of the parish of St. Paul Morley. These are for the first time of asking if any of you know a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other. You must declare it now.
Jesus said, before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled. As brothers and sisters in God's family, we come together to ask our Father for forgiveness. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord, God,
Let us pray. Lord of the deep waters, you call us from the safety of the shore to an adventure of the Spirit. Open wide our arms to embrace the world you dare to serve through Jesus Christ, who gives life in abundance. Amen.
I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved. If you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the strict scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to someone untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim and so you have come to believe. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. While Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long and caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the net." When he had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
The words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I once heard a story about how the then superior of the Community of the Resurrection in Murfield, the charismatic Hugh Bishop, was walking along a corridor and heard two students of the college gossiping. They, unaware of his presence, made a particularly caustic comment, presumably about another student. But on seeing him, they said, "Oh, I take it back." Bishop paused, walked back to them and said, "How?" How many of us have said something we regret? How many of us, in the heat of an argument with a loved one or with friends or family, or even in the midst of that holy huddle we call the PCC, have said something we regret? Something that we wish we could take back, but we can't. For as those students learned, you must learn to live with what you have said and the hurt it might have caused. And even if we do say sorry to those we have hurt, we can never undo what we have said. And sometimes, if you're anything like me, you'll feel pretty sad when you recall those moments. Beyond our own lives, what someone said and when has been a news item of late for our country. Denials, apologies, denials, apologies. Words have tragically become cheap. And beyond our own shores, how many words have been spilt over the difficult situation in the Ukraine and so many other different situations around the world? I wonder how many conflicts or disagreements have started because of some careless words that someone regretted saying but could not take back. In our readings today, we encounter two people who knew well what it is to carry words they regret having said. From our first reading, we meet Paul, or Saul as he was first, who persecuted the first followers of Jesus. We assume words were used in that persecution, words that undermined people and were cruel, words that if he was anything like us, he later regretted saying. Then we meet Peter in our gospel, who questions Jesus when he tells him to cast his nets into the water again, wearied as he is by a night in which they caught nothing. Peter reluctantly agrees, and the catch, as we heard, is great. And so he regrets his words and begs forgiveness. Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Paul's regret is expressed more obtusely, at least in the passage before us, and yet we sense the journey he has been on. I am what I am, he says. Words that embrace even those words he wished he'd never said to those he now calls brothers and sisters. Yet whatever he had said and done, God's grace was greater and transformed his life, so that Paul can say this undeserved grace has not been in vain. These are words for us to hear this morning, burdened as we can sometimes be by our regrets about what we have sometimes said. When Peter's words of confession have likely been ours, we can feel pretty miserable after an argument when we have said things we regret. Yet Paul's story reminds us that God does not, has not, and will not abandon us to live just in that place of regret. By grace we are forgiven, given a new beginning. That doesn't mean we forget the pain and hurt our words may have caused. Forgiveness isn't some sort of magic eraser, more that we understand our failures differently, learn through them, and by the grace of God begin again. That's what Paul meant when he said, God's grace has not been in vain. Saul became Paul, renamed as he was remade. And this takes me to the Japanese art of kintsugi, an art that has its roots centuries ago. Precisely when and why is a matter of speculation, but it grew out of Japanese tea culture. In some ways, this tea culture is rather like our own, so think afternoon tea at Betty's, except even more formal and ritualistic. And just like at Betty's when trays get dropped and cups broken, in Japan, cups get broken too. And rather than throw the cups in the bin, kintsugi is the art of remaking broken cups. But this remaking is rather more than a bit of yoo-hoo to stick it back together. It takes great skill and patience and time to remake these broken cups. But importantly for us, as we reflect on these readings today, when they are remade, the cracks are not hidden, but highlighted by a gold lacquer. And the cracks become part of what makes the cup beautiful. The ancient art of kintsugi speaks into the brokenness of our lives, of the cracks, the regrets, the things we wished we hadn't said. Speaks of a God who works with the cracks and through grace makes something more beautiful in us than we can ourselves. So, friends, as we reflect on these readings, as we call to mind those times when we have spoken harshly and carry regret, when Peter's words of sorrow are on our lips, as we consider how words have become cheap when those in whom we place our trust break our hearts, we give thanks that whatever we have been or are, by grace God remakes us, breathes forgiveness over us, and invites us to new life. God takes the broken pieces of our lives, fills the cracks of our regrets with the gold lacquer of love, so that even though there will still be moments when we say the wrong thing and regret it, over time, as we are renewed by the grace of God, a distinctive voice emerges, a Christian voice, we might say. Its timbre and tone shaped by justice, mercy, forgiveness, peace, words at the heart of the gospel, words we and the world longs to hear. So may we strive not to inhabit the shallows of defensiveness and blame, rather put out into the deep waters of God's love and by grace be formed as God's people. Thankful that we too are caught up in the same movement that captivated the hearts of fishermen who left everything and followed Jesus, just as we are trying to do today. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us sit or kneel to pray together. Lord Jesus, on the shores of Lake Galilee, you encouraged Simon, James, and John not to be afraid and affirmed them that they would inspire many to believe and join them. We pray that you will give us the courage to witness to your gospel story. We pray for your church throughout the world, remembering especially today in the Anglican Communion, the Church of Ireland, its bishops, clergy and laity, and all who serve and worship you there. In our own Diocese of Leeds, we pray this morning for the Church of St. James at Manston, as they continue through their interregnum, and for all church communities who wait for a new spiritual leader. Send your Holy Spirit, Lord, to guide and sustain them during this time of uncertainty and waiting. We ask for your blessing, Lord, on the girls' choir and lay clerks and their supporters who will visit us this afternoon from Bradford Cathedral to sing evensong. We give thanks for their gift of music, and that they may use their gift of song to your praise and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our own church here in Whitkirk, for all who worship and serve you here. As we open wider our doors following the recent restrictions, may we not forget all those who are unable to come to our weekly services, whether it be through illness, infirmity, or maybe just feeling unsafe. May we be a welcoming church, Lord, open and sensitive to all. Show us the way to open our doors to strangers. And we pray for our stewards and welcomers, that they may be faithful representatives of our church community and be inspired to encourage all to come in. Father, we pray for the spiritual life of St. Mary's. May we have love and respect for one another. And may our desire to learn more of you and how you want us to live our lives in your service grow and be nurtured here in this place. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the work of the PDSA and the RSPCA, and give thanks for the care they give to all your creatures. May those who support them be generous in their giving. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. We pray for our world, for all areas of political unrest, remembering especially the Ukraine, for countries caught up in war, for all the innocent who suffer or have lost their lives, for those who have lost their homes and are living through this winter without proper shelter or sustenance. We pray for politicians and leaders that they may make decisions with integrity and for the good of all, that ways may be found for reconciliation and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Father, we give thanks for our families, friends, and neighbours, remembering this morning all those who live in Pinfold Grove, and ask for your blessing on them. May we always be aware of those who need our help, or just a friendly word. May we be more ready to praise than criticise, more ready to unconditionally accept than to judge. And by the way we live, reflect your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
On this, the 70th anniversary of her accession to the throne, we pray and give thanks for Elizabeth, our Queen. We ask that you protect her and give her courage and fortitude to carry out her duties, as you have done all her life. God save our gracious Queen. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, our healer, we pray to you for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, remembering especially those who have asked for our prayers. Pat Hyde, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, David Grice, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Alec Plowman, and Anne Lee. Give them comfort, courage, and a sure knowledge that you are with them and will never leave them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have recently died, remembering by name Jean Webster. And on the anniversary of death, Margaret Lamb, Dennis Gudgeon, Fred Sandham, Doreen Culpen, Kenneth Stark, and William Blair. May they rest forever in peace and joy of heaven. We pray for the bereaved and all who mourn the loss of a loved one, for those who feel alone. Let them know your presence in their lives and your compassionate love for them. And for those known to us in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Mavis Cross. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, may we be worthy of your love for us. And may we, as Christians, have the courage to declare our faith in you and shine as a light in the world by the way we are and by the way we live our lives. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing. You are the Most Holy One, enthroned in splendour and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Facing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin that we might rise and reign with him in glory. He gave up himself for us all. He took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. We recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption. Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight.
Look with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Whom the universe could not contain, who redeemed us and called us by name, is present to us in this bread and this cup. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy.
Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Peace to my soul.
Let us pray. Go before us, Lord, in all we do with your most gracious favour, and guide us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, receive everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, we have broken your bread and received your life. By the power of your Spirit, keep us always in your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.